Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 3 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ross Kamborowski. Ross has been with us now for a handful of years. He's the founder and the CEO of CrowdSpring. Ross, tell us about CrowdSpring.
Sure. CrowdSpring helps entrepreneurs, businesses, agencies, and nonprofits with logo, graphic, web, and product design and business naming for every stage of their business. We believe that great design doesn't have to cost thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. Projects start from a couple hundred dollars.
All right. So is CrowdSpring.com?
CrowdSpring.com, and we have a great small business blog at CrowdSpring.com/blog.
All right. So, folks, please check them out. I mean, you need to get – we all need to get our images and our online presentation as good as it can be, including mobile. I'm sure that's something you guys are working on almost exclusively these days, is helping people get mobile.
A lot of mobile design. You cannot be a business without an online presence, and you cannot have an online presence unless you factor in mobile devices, because the world is mobile, and half the people are accessing websites with their phones and tablets.
That's right, more than half. So Ross, back to what we were talking about earlier, what you call the five powerful principles of human behavior. We talked about priming, saying the words initially to get their attention and make them believe that you're actually someone they should engage in. The reciprocity, getting them beholden to you. One of my favorite things was to have a client or a customer or a prospect have a prospect ask me for a favor. I would work harder maybe for a prospect to do them a favor than I would a customer, because then I'd have a reason to go back and claim that. So the next one is social proof. What do you mean by that?
So sometimes people can't make up their minds, and when they can't, but even if they can, they're always looking around to see who around them has looked at this problem and has found a solution, has found a good service, has found a good product. So we tend to listen very carefully to experts. You know, number one dentist recommended brand is often put on toothpaste, is often put on mouthwash, because people use that as a signal to buy.
Right.
We listen to our friends and our neighbors. We ask for referrals. We listen to celebrities. The reason celebrity endorsement works so well is because these are people that we generally respect, and if they're
right,
using something, we tend to want to use that too. And then we listen to crowds. So we listen to big groups of people. So first thing I do, and a lot of people I suspect do, when they want to buy something, even if I'm walking over to local stores, I might look at Amazon for reviews, because I want to know what other people thought about this product. So there are a number of different strategies.
Bring somebody along with you. When I write an article, if I want to make myself smarter, I make sure I quote people like Ross Kamborowski, so I make sure that I get something in there so people think, well, I don't know if he's very smart, but he knows smart people. So that always helps me. Being associated, it's almost the Forrest Gump effect, isn't it?
Well, it's a way to create more authority, and it's a way to feel better about the decisions you are making when you can ground your decisions in a bigger context. It's not just you making a decision about buying a particular service or a product. There are many people that have looked at this and made the same decision. So we feel better when we can confirm that other people decide the same way as we do.
And co-branding is in this too, I think. I think that's another thing that's really powerful. I encourage small business owners to do co-branding with a larger brand. All right, number four, scarcity. What does that mean?
So basically we want what we can't have. And when we have something that others don't, we flaunt it. And so one of the best examples of this is, you know, Apple phone releases. Whenever Apple releases a new phone, people camp at their stores overnight. They want to be the first to get it. And the reason it happened from the very beginning was it was one of these novel things. They were limited productions. It's why periodically businesses create shortages. It feels to us like there's a shortage because there's such a huge demand, but oftentimes this is planned. A business will release a smaller number of products to create that pent-up demand and scarcity in the products, and then everybody wants it. And so great experiments on this where people would place, you know, two cookies in a cookie jar, and a second jar would have many. And, of course, most people thought the one with only two cookies was the most popular one. It's
right.
The one that everybody wanted. Exact
right.
Same cookies. And so mm-hmm. in your stores, online, you can do the same thing. There are lots of principles. So
right.
if you have a ton of one item, keep some of them back and put just a handful up front.
Right.
If online you have lots of products, you know, keep it a little more tidy so that people think there's.
That's
a,
the reason Amazon says
Amazon
says only one left. When you and I both know there are 25 on the shelf. All right, the last one, anchoring. What's that all about?
So the last one is anchoring. People frequently act illogically. I mean, that's generally the challenge, and you talked about in your prior books. I mean, in the third ingredient, you talked about, you know, fear and greed. There are lots
mm-hmm.
of things that motivate people to act. So it's difficult to predict their behavior. And one of the things we know is it's rare that people will take a ton of time to learn all of the facts. What they do instead is the first thing they hear, they latch their decision-making on that fact, whether
mm-hmm.
it's accurate or not. And so one example of that is first impressions matter. And you mentioned
right.
that earlier. When somebody first sees your logo or your website, they anchor their thinking about your brand based on whether they thought it was professionally done or something that looks like a generic amateur example of a
Ross,
logo.
Ross, I gotta.
And
I
when
gotta,
they make that decision,
I gotta move on. We just run out of time. Thank you for all this, folks. Think about those five principles and go to craftspring.com and find out more about what Ross does.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.